Today Shem Sechta Mayakot and Davta Zayin. We will begin on Davta Zayin Amar Aleph at the fourth line. As we mentioned a number of times in our previous year, the issue of Nidui, which is a form of a Cherim. So our Gemara begins, Amar Rava, Menolan Meshririn and Shlich Debaidinam is Minin Ladinam. From where do we know that we're supposed to send a Shlich Bezdin to call someone to Den Taira? And as long as it has not happened that way, as long as we haven't gone through the procedure of sending a shlich bezdin, just because I have a claim against you and I invite you to the entire is inadequate. The ksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Moshe l'kra l'dasan l'avira b'nei Eliyav." The pasuk teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu sent somebody specially to go to call them to the entire. On the other hand, the Nemuka Yosef points out that what also this pasuk teaches us is that Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not invite them to the Din Torah. The Gemara is teaching us is that we're allowed to send a shliach. It doesn't have to be the person himself. The Bezdin himself doesn't have to be called to the Din Torah. V'menolan demazmina ladina. It continues the Gemara, how do we know that we invited to the Entira? Says the Gemara, V'yomim Moshe al-Karach, Ata v'kol adoscha, hayu lefnei Hashem, Ata v'aron v'heim mocher. So when Farshim asked the question, we began today's shir that we invite somebody to the Entira, we summon them to the Entira. Why is the Gemara asking the same question again? And because of that, the Bach says, it's not, the Gemara's question now is not that how do we know that we summoned someone to a Din Torah. Rather, the question of the Gemara is, how do we know that the halacha is that we have to set a time and a place for the Din Torah? Another pshat that I saw is that the person, first pasuk that we learned, as we just said, taught us that we could send a shliach to call the Din Torah. But now we're learning that doesn't have to be the shliach alone, it could be the Bezdin themselves, as Moshe Rabbeinu invited him. So of course, the Ritva asked the question, if I don't invite the person to the Torah, how will he know to come? So the answer is that what the Gemara is teaching us here is, as we said earlier, that even though we're inviting somebody to the Torah, we have to call him, it has to go through the hazmona process. And just because I have a claim against someone, and I want to have a Din Torah, there is a procedure that we ask the follows. L'kamei Rabba, how do we know that we have to mention the name of the Bezdin to where this Din Torah is going to take place? The ksiv, heyu lefnei Hashem. The pasuk says you have to be lefnei Hashem. So of course, why fast the Torah Tamimah? Of course we have to say where the Torah is going to take place. So the Torah Tamimah says that if what the Gemara here is teaching us is that if we have a Bezdin, and we know a Bezdin typically has three individuals in the Bezdin, and if we only have, when we invite this person to the Torah, we only mention the Rosh Bezdin, and we don't mention the names of the other two Dayanim, that says the Gemara, Gavra Rabba, as long as you mention the name of the Rosh Bezdin, that's considered a valid summons. Atu Planya, how do we know that when we call somebody to the Torah, we have to mention who is the person who has the claim against them? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Atu V'Aaron, Atu V'Heim V'Aaron. And why do we have to mention that person's name? So I saw many reasons. Because, of course, what we always try to accomplish is that the two litigants should make peace. So if I know who's the person who has a claim against me, maybe I could work out a situation where we'll work out a settlement, and that would be the best. Another pshat is that if I'm being called for Din Torah, I have to prepare myself for the Din Torah. So if I know who has the claim against me, then I can know how to prepare myself for that Din Torah, which opens up a very interesting discussion amongst the Achroinim. And that is, when somebody is summoned to the Din Torah, does he also have to be told what is the case about? Some Achrayim say, based on this Gemara, that of course you have to mention what the case is about. Again, either that he could be able to come to a settlement, or that I should prepare myself for the Din Torah. Others say, as long as we mention who is calling me to Din Torah, it's enough. The Kavin and Zimna, that we have to establish a time when this Din Torah is going to take place, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says they're Mocher. Zimna, Basin Zimnan. How do we know that if he was summoned to come to Bezdin on a certain day, and he didn't come, we establish a second day, and as the Rishonim point out, what the Gemara is teaching us is that the Bezdin should not get upset because this person didn't come to the Din Torah at the point of time. Sometimes we're preoccupied. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kero Shom Paroi, Melech Mitzrayim Shoin Hever Amoyed. Karashem, that they put him into Cherim, they put Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, that for not showing up for the war. But after, when was that happened? That was only when he didn't come the second time. But if he didn't come the first time, there is no claim. Continues the Gemara. How do we know that if the Shliach Bezdin calls someone to a Din Torah and he disrespects the Shliach Bezdin, and the Shliach Bezdin comes back and tells the Dayanim, this is what happened, it's not considered Lashon Hara, the Ksiv, Heina Noshahem Tanakar, Loi Nala. The Shliach Bezdin told Moshe Rabbeinu that the response of Dosan Averim was that even, they didn't say it about themselves, but they meant themselves, that even if you were to poke out our eyes, we would not come. So we see that we're allowed to mention, that the Shliach Bezdin is allowed to repeat this, even its Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim, based on this Gemara, teaches us, from here we see that we're allowed to, that Lashon Hara even is on Emes. The Gemara is teaching us that in this case, the Shliach Bezdin, the Torah says, we're allowed to report. So we see that even though everything the Shliach Bezdin said was true, the Gemara still considers it Lashon Hara. So the Chasam Sofer asks, the Yerushalmi, Masech Depeya, teaches us that to say Lashon Hara on Bali Machloikis is permitted. So the question asked the Chasam Sofer is, how do we have a raya from this Gemara that we're allowed to say, that the Shliach Bezdin is allowed to repeat what he heard? Maybe it was here that he was allowed to speak about Dosan Avira because they were Bali Machloikis. So the Chafetz Chaim, based on this Gemara, says that the Bavli actually disagrees with the Yerushalmi, and that the Bavli's opinion is that even on Bali Machloikis, we're not allowed to say Lashon Hara, and therefore our Gemara teaches us here, because it was a Shliach Bezdin, that's why Lashon Hara was allowed to be said. The Gilyan HaShas says that there's not necessarily a Machloikis. He says when the Yerushalmi allows speaking Lashon Hara about Bali Machloikis, that's only in a case where by saying the Lashon Hara we'll be able to diminish the Machloikis. But if mentioning the Lashon Hara won't have that effect, and if anything, it'll only cause that the machlokes will be greater, then there's no heter to say Lashon Hara on Bali Machlokes. In our case, we know that Dosan Aviram were Rishoim, and their saying the Lashon Hara about them would not have solved anything. It must be that why was he allowed to say this Lashon Hara? He was allowed to say this Lashon Hara because a Shliach Bezdin is allowed to report what he heard. However, the Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara that how do we know that it was permissible? Maybe the Gemara only is telling us what happened. So he says that the Torah would not have told us the story the way the Torah repeats the story with them coming and telling what they said, if not that the Halacha was there to teach us that we're allowed to say it. So how do we know that if somebody reacts that way and doesn't come to the summons, we're allowed to put him into Cherim? Says the Maradik Siv. The Pasuk says by the Shiras Devar and Shoiftim that they, after the Mechama with Sisroi, the Pasuk says, Oire Mirois, the Baruch put Merois into Cherem, because Barak called Merois to help him in his war against Sisrai, and Merois refused to come, and what happened was that he put him into Cherem. From here we see the Hachis Savri Gavar Rabba. Then the Shliach Bezdin should say that this is what the Rosh Bezdin says, because it says Omer Malach Hashem. He said over that this is what the Malach Hashem said. And the Ran explains that when we put somebody into Cherem, we have to specify who is the one that put him into Cherem, because if not, then the person who's being put into Cherem may assume that it's only the Shliach Bezdin that put him to Cherem, and he won't take it so seriously. By saying explicitly that it was the Rosh Bezdin that put him to Cherem, that will cause him to take the Shamta in a much serious fashion. How do we know on the Machraminan? So the halacha is that first we put the person into Nidui. And if the person, if after two times, he still doesn't accept to do better, then we put him into a higher level of Cherem. And that's called, first as Nidui and Cherem. And as the Rishonim explain, there's a Shamta and Nidui, which are a lower level Cherem, which involve cursing the person. Cherem is much stronger, and Cherem involves that we're not only cursing the person, but we put him and his finances, and we could do whatever Bezdin feels is necessary to bring the person to do what he's supposed to do. And the halacha here is that we don't jump to put a person into Cherem. First we do Nidu Vishamta, and after we do Nidu Vishamta, then we take it to the next step. Because the pasuk says there in Shaiftim, Oru Oru. So we see that that's a higher level of Cherem. Says the Gemara, how do we know that a Bezdin can make a rule, the Shach Levshasa B'day, that any B'kai Ba'aba Amos B'day, that anybody who eats with this person, or anybody who comes within his Dalar Amos, should also be in Cherem? The Ksiv, Oru Oru Yeshveha. Anybody who's in contact with this person in Nidui should also be treated that way. How do we know that we publicize as Aveira? Because the pasuk says there why they put this person into Cherem, why they put Merois into Cherem, they explained because he did not come to help Baruch in his battle. Vama Ula, Ba'aba Mei Shippurei, with 400 shofars, Shamte Baruch and Merois. Baruch used 400 shofars when he put Merois into Cherem. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that just like we know that the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah has the ability to transform the Midas Hadin to the Midas Harachmim, the Shofar also has the ability of transforming the Midas Harachamim to Midas Hadin. And therefore, Merois, they took 400 Shofars that he should be affected in a bad way by the Midas Hadin. Ikadamri, Gavar Rabahama, that Merois was a great individual, and that's why when he refused to participate, they had to put him at the Cherem. Vikadamri Kaichavahama. He was a star, and he was the star in the constellations that helped Sisrai. Shnema min Shemayim Nilchemu Akechavim Misilosim Nilchemu and Sisrai, and they told the star to not help Sisrai. Umanalan Damnafgrina Nechse. Says the Gemara, for how do we know that when we put person to Cherem, we could declare his assets as Hefker? The Ksiv, the Cholash Shalayavoy. The Pasuk speaks about when Ezra collected all the people from Klai Yisrael that had married, intermarried, and he had told them to come back to Eretz Yisrael and separate from their wives. And he said, the Cholash Shalayavoy, Shloish Sayamim, Batsas Hasarim Vazakainim, Yochrim Kol Rechushoy, Vahu Yibad Mikala Goyla. So Chazra said that all of his assets will be put into Cherem and he will be separated. How do we know we're allowed to hold battle? V'laitidin, and we curse. U'machinon, and we even allowed to hit. V'talshinon seyer, and we could pull his hair. U'mashbinon, and we should make him swear that he's not allowed to do what he did. D'ksiv, V'arav imam v'kalaim v'ekamem anoshim v'amartim asbiyim. The pasuk in the Chaimah speaks that this was all done to the people who had married, who had intermarried, and were refusing to separate from these wives. And as the Rishonim point out, the Rambam points out, the point of this activity has a double point. One is to separate and get them to stop doing what they've done previously. And the other point is that they try to get him to do into the future, not do these things again. How do we know where we tie him up? Vasrinan, and we tie him to a pole where they gave him Malchus. Vavdinan Hadofa. The Gemara is going to explain Hadofa in a moment. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when the Yavish sent letters to with Ezra to Yerushalayim to tell the Kaharim, the Leviim, to do everything that they were supposed to do in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And he said, called the loy lehevet avadasa, the Pasuk in Ezra says, and whoever does not follow these directives, lehavim es avamenei, he should be taken away, hein lamovus, to be killed, hein lishroshe, to be fine financially, hein le'enish lechusei, that his assets, his property should be punished, ula surin, and he should be tied off. Mai l'shrushe, says the Gemara, Amar Adam Merari, Amar Nechemya, Baruch Amar Rav Chiya, Bar Ovid Amar Rav Yehuda, Hadofa. Ask the Gemara, as we said, why does Hadofa? Amar Rav Yehuda, Bereid Rav Shmuel, Basheus, Meshmei, Derav, Menadin La'ata, that we put him to Cherim immediately. Usually, as we've learned before, we don't put him to Cherim immediately. Here, under certain circumstances, we put him into Cherim immediately. In other words, somebody, we learned earlier that when it comes to the entire, we give a person a number of chances to show up. Here, we put him into Cherim immediately. Shainan, we put him to Cherim again, Acha Shloishim. After 30 days, we put him into Cherim again, if he still isn't listening. And then, as we learned earlier, Machrimim is a higher level, and a higher level is after 60 days. Amar Rav Huna Bachinana, Hach Amar Rav Chizda, Masrim Be'Sheni V'Chamish V'Sheni, we warn him three times, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, then we give him a chance to do better, and if not, we put him at the Cherim. But says the Gemara, Hanimili L'Mamayna, if it's a financial situation, then we give him this warning. But Avalaf Gerusa, if somebody acted disrespectfully to a Talmud Chacham, La'altar, we immediately put him to Cherim. When it comes to Kavod HaTorah, we don't wait at all. Says the Gemara, Hu Tapcha, there was a butcher, a Shoichet, the Spak of Rav Tuvi Bamasna, Imle Abayev Rav Shamtua. So he acted in a disrespectful manner, and they put him into Cherim. Afterwards, the Shoichet went, and he made peace with Rav Tuvi Bamasna. Amar Abayis, so Abayis said, Heichi Le'evid, exactly what should we do now? Lishrilei, should we take him out of the Cherim? L'chal Shamtalei T'losun Yomim. He has to be in Cherim for 30 days, and if he has to be in Cherim for 30 days, the 30 days haven't passed. Lishrilei, on the other hand, so we should wait till the 30 days passed. K'bay Rabban Alameil, they want to come to him to buy meat. They need to buy meat. They need his services as a shaykhit. And we, as long as he's in Cherim, we can't approach him. Amalei, so Abaye asked Rav Idi Bar Alvin, Midi Shmilach Baha, did you hear the halacha regarding such a situation? Amalei, Hachi Amrav Tachlifi Bar Avimi Amishmu, Tut Asi V'Tarif Shari. The shaykhir is what's used to put him to Cherim, and the shaykhir is used to take him out of Cherim. That even though he was put in Cherim, the Bezdin has a right to take him out of the Cherim as soon as they feel the necessary. And the Tosfos explains that Tut, it was a pair of Talmidei Chachamim that put him into Cherim, and Tut, it's a pair of Talmidei Chachamim who are taking out of the Cherim, even though it's the 30 days are not up yet. Alma Kusav Abaya, from here we see that Abaya's opinion is that Amalei Abaya, Hani Mila Lamonaman. Well, everything that we spoke about is when it's a financial situation. Aleph Kerusa, If the person was put into chayrim because he acted in disrespectful to a Talmud Chacham, the halacha is ad the chayla sham talay tlas yamim. The chayrim cannot be removed until 30 days pass. Alma kusavar Abaya. From here we see Abaya's opinion is hani talay tlas the shemisa. If three dayonim put somebody into chayrim, loyasa tlas achlin of sharlay. Three other people may not remove that chayrim, because it had to be Abaye and Rava who put him to chayrim that took him out of the chayrim. Debaile, because the Gemara says there was actually a question asked in the yeshiva. Hani beit losu de shmisa. If three dayonim put somebody into chayrim, mal meisa treachina v'sharlei. Because three other dayonim take off that chayrim. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Brisa says, menudel Rav, if somebody acted disrespectfully to the Rav, menudel Talmud. The Talmidim, that person becomes also in Chayrim for the Rav's Talmidim. However, menudel Talmud, if somebody is put into Chayrim because he acted disrespectfully to the Talmud, ain't a menudel Rav. He doesn't automatically become menudel to that person's Rebbe. And not only not to that person's Rebbe, but the Rishonim say all the Talmid Chachamim who are greater than the person who put him into Chayrim are not affected by that Chayrim. Menudel Iroi, if somebody was put into Chayrim in the city and he lives in, Menudel Iroi Cheres, that he's automatically in Chayrim for the other cities as well. Menudel Anasi, but Menudel Iroi Cheres, if somebody's put into Chayrim for a different city, any Menudel Iroi doesn't necessarily affect the people who live in the same city as he. Menudel Nasi, if somebody was put into Chayrim because he acted disrespectfully to the Nasi, so he's Menudel Chal Yisrael. But vice versa, Menudel Chal Yisrael, if somebody was put into Chayrim because he acted respect this to Klal Yisrael, and a Menudel Nasi. Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Ech Min HaTalmidim Shanida, if somebody put somebody else into Chayrim, one of the Dayanim that put somebody into Chayrim, Umeis, and he passes away, Chelka Ein Mufar. We can't just take away, we can't nullify his share. And the fact that the two other Rabbanim took off their Chayrim has no help for his share. So the Miri explains that it's inappropriate that even though we're learning Menudel Rav, Menudel Talmud, the Miri says a Rebbe should not be so quick to put somebody into Chayrim. A person should be soft, and a person should be not so quick to put people into Chayrim. Menudah, the Rab Menudah Talmud, say the Rishonim, not only the Talmidim of that Rebbe, of course, have to treat that person in Chayrim, everybody have to treat that person in Chayrim. Because the fact that somebody acted disrespectfully to his Rebbe, he's deserving that everybody should treat him in Chayrim. Namukha Yosef disagrees. Namukha Yosef says only the Talmidim of that Rebbe have a responsibility for covered for the Rebbe and treat that person as if he's a Chayrim. The Talmidim of a different Rebbe don't have that obligation to treat him in Chayrim. Says the Gemara, Shma Mina Tlas. Based on what we just learned, says the Gemara, we can learn three halachas. Shma Mina, Talmud Shenidel Kvodoy, if somebody put somebody into Chayrim because he acted disrespectfully to him, the Nidui is Nidui. It's considered a valid Chayrim, because that's the concept of Kavarat Torah. Shema, and we learn with Shema Mina, Kol Echav Echav Meifa Chelkoi, that everybody who puts somebody into Chayrim has to, if that Chayrim is going to be lifted, everybody has to lift the Chayrim that they put into effect. And the other thing we learned, Shema Mina, Hani Beit Lisa De Shmisa, if three people put somebody into Chayrim, L'Yosu Tli Chirisa V'Shavolei. Three other people cannot put him into, take it out. Only the people who put him to Chayrim can take him out of the Chayrim. Amar Abaya, but a Gemara brings a Maimer's opinion that disagrees. Who holds, Hani Bali Talisa de Shemisa, if three people put somebody into Chayrim, also by Talisa Achrina, they three other people could take him out. However, those other three people that could lift that Chayrim have to be people who are equal or greater in stature than the first group who put him into Chayrim. Otherwise, they cannot take away that Chayrim. Amalei Rav Asher Lameimer, Vatanya, Haven't we just learned in a brisa that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Echman Atamidim Shenidu Meis Chelka in a Mufar, that part that his shear can never be lifted? My lav in a Mufar Klal. So doesn't this mean that somebody who puts somebody else in the Chayrim, once somebody put him to Chayrim, no one in the world can lift that Chayrim? Says the Gemara, no. What that means is Ada also blayt los achrin of a sharolei. If somebody puts somebody into Chayrim, now we need somebody else to take off that cherim. But there's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Some understand what the Gemara means to say is that the part that this one individual put into cherim, and he passed away, you need three people to lift that one person's cherim. Others disagree, and they say if three people put him to cherim, you need three people to lift the cherim. And the person who passed away, we have to find one individual to substitute for that person who's no longer here, who no longer could undo that cherim. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, ein nidui, as we discussed earlier, ein nidui pox m'shloshim yoyim. When somebody's put into nidui, the minimum is 3 days. Vein azifa, that if somebody is reprimanded by a Talmud Chacham, there it has to be Pox Mishayish Miyayim. It can't be less than 7 days. Says the Marva, Af Apish Ein Raya L'Dover, we don't have a clear proof that Nazifa is a minimum of 7 days. Zeich L'Dover. Shanamah, the Pasuk says, when Miriam had Saras, because she spoke Lashon Hara, Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says, "Via Yorok Yorok b'fenah haloi tikolim shalosh shiva yomim." So we see that the embarrassment is for 7 days, and as the Mashal explains, why is this only a zeich ledava? Why is not considered a full fledged raya? So the Mashal explains because, as we just said, at that point Miriam had tzaras, and we know that the tzaras Tahara procedure, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, is a minimum of 7 days. And that's why she needed 7 days. It isn't necessarily a proof that Nazifa always is 7 days. Says the Gemara, Nazifa the Do, says the Gemara, is that true that Nazifa is 7 days, the Suloi, and not anymore? Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe bar Kapara, Havyasvi Kagarsi. They were sitting and learning. And Kashula Shimatsa. They had a difficulty in being able to understand what they were studying. Amalei Rav Shimon Bakapara, Davaze Tzarech Rebbe. We need to have a great Rebbe. We have to have Rebbe, who is the father of Shimon, to be able to teach us how to understand this Gemara. Amalei Bakapara Rav Shimon, Omar Rebbe Omer Davaze. What would Rebbe be able to help? It's such a difficult Gemara, Rebbe wouldn't be able to help us understand the Gemara any better. And he went and told over what Bar Kapara said. Rav Shimon went and told his father Rebbe what Bar Kapara said about him. Says the Gemara, Ikbid. And Rebbe was upset. How do you speak about me that way? Us Bar Kapara l'schuzelei. As Bar Kapara came to visit him, Amalei Bar Kapara eini mekircha ma'olam. He was, I don't know you. It was a way of sending him a message. I don't want to see you. Yoda the Nakad Milsa Badate, so he knew that Rebbe was upset with him. And he kept Nazifa for 30 days. So the question, of course, the Chofetz Chaim asks, is how was he allowed to tell his father, how was Rav Shimon allowed to tell his father what happened here? And moreover, how was Rebbe allowed to accept what Rav Shimon was saying? So he says that he was doing it for a constructive purpose. And that's a very important lesson here. Even though, of course, Lashon Hara is Asur, but if somebody sees that it's a constructive purpose, it's not considered Lashon Hara. Shuv. But again, the question here is that we see Nazifa's 30 days, not just 7 days. Then the Gemara tells us another episode. Shum. Pamachs kaz Rebbe Shloyishnu Talmidim B'shuk. They made a rule that Talmidim should not study outdoors. Torah should be learned in the privacy indoors. My Dorish, based on what did he say? Because the Pasuk says, Chamuchech Yurachayach Kamay Chaloyim, Masi Dei Ovin. Said Rebbe, Ma Yerach Besaiser, just like the person's foot is kept a person, a woman particularly's foot, is kept concealed after a Torah b'seiser. So tivre Torah have to be kept in a concealed way. It has to be kept b'tznius. And I saw the Rav Eliyahu Dessler Zatzal explains that in order for one to have success in his learning, success in learning cannot come only with tznius and with modesty. Someone who acts in an arrogant fashion cannot succeed in his learning. Says the Gemara, Yotz Rav Chiya v'shonan l'shnei b'nei yachah b'shok. Rav Chiya went and taught Torah publicly. Who were the two nephews that he taught Torah publicly? The Rav, the Rabbi Babachana, Shamar Rebbe, and Rebbe was upset that he did this. Rebbe just taught us that Torah should not be taught publicly. Also Rav Chiya l'schuzilei. And Rav Chiya came to visit Rebbe when Rebbe wasn't feeling well. Amalei Ayah. He's called him Ayah. And Ayah is a disparaging way. His name was Chia, and he called him Ayah. He said, Mi karla b'chutz. Who's somebody's calling you outdoors? He was trying to send him a message that I don't want you here. You're in the Zifa. Yada the Nakam Milsa Badate. He knew that Rebbe must be upset at him. And Noag Nazifusa Benafshe Tlosan Yamim. And he kept Nazifa for 30 days. And the Rosh says from here that even though we learned earlier in our shir that we could be mafias a person, we could make peace, he says that here, because he's showing, the Rebbe is showing that he is upset with him, you can't just go and say sorry and make it go away with that alone. B'yom Tlos and Shalach Lei, on the 30th day, Rebbe sent to Rav Chiya, To, come see me. Hada Shalach Lei, and then he sent him a message, another message, Loi Lesi, do not come. Says the Gemara, what made Rebbe change his mind? Mikar my sovar, well, beside my sovar. Ask the Gemara, what was his original thinking, and what did he change his mind? Says the Gemara, Mikar sovar, mixes to Yom Kikuloi. As when we're going to learn Hilchas Avelis, we're going to learn that when it comes to the seventh day, mixes to Yom Kikuloi, and the beginning of the day is enough that you don't have to keep the rest of the day. So when the 30th day came, he said that the Cherim is over. Well, Saif, Lyamin mixes Yom Kikuloi. At the end, he felt that we don't say by Nazifa mixes Yom Kikuloi. L'soif also. So the Rav Chiya came. Amalei Ma'asis, why did you come? Amalei, the Shalach Limad Delesi, you sent me a message that I should appear. Says Rebbe to him, for Shlich Lach Deloitesi, but then I sent you a message not to come. Amalei, Zeri Isi, I got the message from the first messenger, the Zeloirisi, but I never got the message from the second messenger. Karolei, so Rebbe said, B'tzois Hashem Daki Ish, Gam Oivav Yashlamitai. Min Hashemayim, it was that you did not hear the second message, you only heard the first message, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that you should already be able to come see me. So he said, My Tama. Of a Mahochi. So he asked, Rebbe asked Rav Chiya, why did you study Torah publicly? Amalei, he said, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chachmas Bechatz Taraina, the Torah should be taught publicly. Amalei, so Rebbe said to him, Im Karisa, if you learned, Lo Shanisa, you did not learn a second time. Im Shanisa, Lo Shilashta. Im Shilashta, Lo Pershlecha, you didn't study it properly. Chachmas Bechatz Taraina, what is pshat in that pasuk? That pasuk is coming to teach us what Rava taught us. Not that Torah should be studied publicly. Rather, it's coming to teach us, Dama Rava, kol oisik Torah mifnim, whoever learns Torah privately, Torah samachrezes la b'chutz, the Torah will announce that who you are. A person who learns Torah the proper way, even though he doesn't do anything to publicize his Torah, and to publicize his learning, everybody will eventually know what a great individual he is just based on his learning. So the Ben Yoyada says that Rebbe said to him, you did not learn four times. Why did he not say four times? So the Ben Yoyada says from here we learn that a person is supposed to learn every Gemara. If he wants to learn something, he has to learn it at least four times. And if he didn't learn it four times, doesn't mean that he learned. Says the Gemara, Vak Siv, ask the Gemara. But we just quoted the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Loi Marosh Besaisa Dibarti, that the Torah was given publicly. So we should say that the Torah should be learned publicly. Why are we being so emphatic that we may not learn Torah? Answers the Gemara, Hu B'yom D'Kala. There were special times where they had a public shir before the Yom Tovim. When they had that public shir, that's when it's taught publicly. But under normal circumstances, Torah should be kept b'tznius. Ask the Gemara, Rav Chia, who taught Torah publicly, ask the Gemara, Hai chamuchech yirchayich, my avadlei, what does he teach from the pasuk of chamuchech yirchayich? Says the Gemara, mukelei mitztaka gemilas chasadim. Tztaka gemilas chasadim, he held, should be done privately. We know the highest level of tztaka is matan b'seisa. But not Torah. But ask the Gemara, back to our Gemara, we learned that Nazifa is 7 days. And here we see, Amma Nazifa the Du is Tlosin Yom. Says the Gemara, Nazifa is Nasi Shani. Here was the Nasi who put them into Nazifa. And therefore, Nazifa's Nasi is very different. So the question is, Miriam was put into Nazifa, asked the Mashah, by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why was her Nazifa only for 7 days? So Mashah says, as we learned earlier, that Miriam's experience was really not an experience of Nazifa. Miriam's experience was actually an experience of Tzaras, and Nazifa is 7 days. Another Teretz study suggests is the Pasuk says, V'am loy nosa ad ha'os of Miriam. All of Klai Yisrael was standing there, we did not travel until Miriam was taken out of was able to travel. So because they did not want to delay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Mashah, did not want to delay Klal Yisrael, even though the Nazifa should have been for 30 days, but in order to not delay Klal Yisrael, it was only kept to 7 days, says the Gemara. The Nazifa the Don, so we learned that the Nazifa of Bnei Bavel is 7 days. The Gemara says, Nazifa the Don Kamahava, says the Gemara, Chajoyim, 1 day. Says the Gemara, Kihar the Mashmul. The Har the Shmul Marukva, Kaviyasvi Garsa Shmatza. They were sitting and learning. Yaviyasvi Marukva Kameh the Shmul. Marukva sat in front of Shmul, Barichuk Abba Amos. Marukva treated Shmul as his Rebbe, because Shmul, he considered, was a bigger Talmud Chacham, a bigger Lamdan than he. However, the kiosk for Medina, when they sat in a dentira, Aviyasa Shmuel Kameh de Marukva, Shmuel would sit in front of Marukva, Berichuk Mar Abamas. Marukva was the Reish Bezdin. And they made a special place where Marukva should sit during the dentira, Yosef Alevei. And he sat there and that's where he sat. In order that everybody should recognize that he's the Rosh Bezdin and give him the proper respect and pay attention to what he said. Says the one, every day, Marukva, out of respect to Shmuel, would escort him home after the shir. But as we just learned, Marukva was the Rosh Bezdin. So it was one day that he got preoccupied with the Dentira and he didn't pay attention as Shmuel was going home. Have also Shmuel Basrei. And Shmuel was actually walking behind Marukva, because Marukva was lost in thought. Kimata Lebese, when Marukva got home, Amalei Loi Nagalach, is this not enough for you that I had to walk behind you? Lishrelei Mavetigrei. Let me go home. Shmuel said to Marukva, I had to walk behind you. Please let me go home already. Yodah Denaka Milsa Badate. At that point, Marukva realized that Shmuel was upset with him. So he acted with Nazifa for 1 day. And again, we're learning in our Gemara that there are two separate concepts. There's a concept of Nidui and there's a concept of Nazifa. Nidui, we learned, was 7 days. But Nazifa is only 1 day. So says the Gemara, he etza davios v'shvila, there was a woman who was sitting on the road, have a pashta kara, and she had a leg stuck out, the kamanifa chashloi, and she was peeling barley. And there was a Talmud Chacham walking by, and she wasn't, and she didn't get up in respect for her. And her foot then sticking out disturbed her from being able to walk. So he said that this woman is disrespectful. So she came to ask Rav Nachman, did you hear explicitly that he put you into Cherem? No, I did not hear that he put me into Cherem. So therefore, it's not to be considered more than a situation of Nazifa. And since it's not to be considered more than a situation of Nazifa, so keep the Nazifa for one day, and everything else will be fine. He was teaching Chumash in front of Rav Yehuda. When he got to this pasuk, the pasuk says, that David HaMelech said these following shira to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amalei, so he said to him, obviously if the pasuk says divrei David achroinim, bechlal dikur rishonim, there was an earlier nevuah. And he wanted to know, Rishonim Maininu, what was it? Shasik v'lo amalei midi. Rav Yehuda remained silent and he didn't answer. Hada amalei, again he asks, Achroinim, Mechlal Dikur Rishonim, Rishonim Mahi. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda said to Zutra Batovya Mai Datach, Yad Perush Daikra, Lav Gavar Rabahu, do you think that just because I don't know the answer to this question, I am not considered Talmud Chacham? So he realized that he was upset at him for pestering him with these questions. And he kept the Zifa for one day. But says the Gemara, now that we're learning this pasuk, indeed, let's try to understand. Ask the Gemara, let's understand. Rishonim Mahi, says the Gemara, the Rishonim are Vidabe David Hashem, Estivre Hashem, Ashira Azois, B'yoyim Hitzel Hashem, Oysa Mekaf Kol Oivav, Mekaf Shol. David HaMelech said Shira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from all of his tzoros. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset on David. He said, Shira to Oymal Mepalosu Shil Shol, you're saying Shira that Shol had a downfall, El Malay Ato Shol, if you were Shol, for who David, if the roles were reversed, Ibadati Kama David B'Penecha, I would have destroyed many people before you. Behind the Ksiv, and that's Pshat what it says in Tehillim, Shigoyin L'David Asher Shol Hashem, Adivrei Kush Ben Yamini. David Melch made a mistake in what he said here. But how do we know he's speaking about Shol? Isn't his name V'lo Shol Shmo? Says somebody who has a different color skin is considered different. Av Shol Mishuna B'Maisif. Shol too. Shol was outstanding in the way that he behaved. So I saw that. Pshat in the Gemara is, the Shlosh says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had predestined that the Malchus should be by David HaMelech, and that's why he said, since it was predestined that the Malchus should be by Shol, that's why, by David, that's why Shol had a downfall. Otherwise, Shol was a great tzaddik, and this would have never happened. The same we find that somebody else is called the Kushis regarding Tzipira. The pasuk says, "Al oydus ha'isha akushus shalokach." Now the question is, "V'chi choshes shema?" Her name wasn't Kushus. "Haloi tzipora shema?" Her name was Tzipora. Ella ma kush meshuna ba'ira. After Tzipora meshuna ma'aseh, she was outstanding and she behaved. And as the Mashal explains, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu had separated himself from his wife Tzipora. Even though he had separated himself from his wife, Tzipora, she never told anybody that he acted that way. Only when they appointed the Shivim Zakenim and she was standing there did she make a comment. But she never complained and she never said anything because she was so tzanua and she was such a tzadekis. Kiyot v'dava, the pasuk says, v'yishman eved melech hakushi. The pasuk is speaking about Tzidkiyo as melech hakushi. And again, the question is, v'chi chushi shmai, v'loi tzidkiya, shma, elmak chushi mishuna ba'ayra, av tzidkiya mishuna b'masav, tzidkiya was a tzaddik gomer. Kiyot b'dava, the pasuk says, in Amos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking about Klal Yisrael, and he says, haloi kivnei kushim atem li b'nei Yisrael. So the question is, are Klal Yisrael kushim v'chi chushit shmon v'lo Yisrael shmon amak kushim mishuna ba'ayra af Yisrael mishuna b'masei mikol ha'umais? And I saw a beautiful pshat from the Satmar Rebbe. He explains that the kushi is different in the color of his skin, but in his heart and whom he is, he's the same as everyone else. He says, there are many tzaddikim, and different people have different ways how they serve Hashem. But that's only external. External, I have this minig, you have that minig. But in our heart, in our destiny, and what we want to accomplish in the life, we all have the same goal of doing mitzvahs and learning Torah and avodas Hashem. The difference between people is only external. But inside, all tzaddikim are very much the same. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Shimon Bar Ratchani, Amr Rav Yonason. Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says, Nu'um David Ben Yishai, Nu'um HaGover Hukam Oil. What does it mean, Hukam Oil? Nu'um David Ben Yishai, Sheikam Ula Shal Tshuva. David HaMelech was the one that taught us that the power of Tshuva. Because even though David HaMelech had relations with Bathsheba, and what he did was not wrong, because the Gemara says that Uriah, who was Bathsheba's wife, whoever goes to war would write a get, still, it didn't look as the proper way to do. And David HaMelech did tshuva, and he taught all of us that when we do something wrong, we have to do tshuva. Amal Akei Yisrael, Li Diber, the pasuk continues, Tzor Yisrael Moshe Ba'adam, Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elakim, my kamer, what does the pasuk mean to say? Amar Avu Hachi Kamer, Amal Akei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzor Yisrael, Ani Moshe Ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, I am the ruler of all people, and me Moshe be, and who has the final word, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadik, because the Allah, says the Gemara, Shani Geyser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I make a gzeira, the tzaddik has the ability to be mevatel any gzeiras ros against Klal Yisrael. Because, says the pre-tzaddik, David HaMelech, when he did tshuva, not only did he teach us the power of tshuva, but he says when a tzaddik does tshuva, then the power of the tzaddik doing tshuva is that it influences everyone else to do tshuva as well. The Degel Machon Ephraim explains that when the pasuk says, we say in Asherah every day, Malchuscha Malchus Ko Elomim U'memshatam Chol David Dor. He says, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shosel Tzadikim B'chol Dor V'dor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put tzadikim in every generation. So we see that when the pasuk uses the word B'chol Dor V'dor, it means that it's referring to tzadikim. And we say in Ashrei, Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim. Your Malchus is forever. Your kingdom is absolute. However, U'memshaltcha B'chol Dor V'dor, the people who are the B'chol Dor V'dor people, the tzaddikim who are the B'chol Dor V'dor people, have the rule over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kedusha Slavi says that the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, U'mata Elokim B'yodi. What does Mata Elokim B'yodi mean? Says the Kedusha Slavi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, U'mata Elokim, I have the ability, U'mata Elokim, to turn HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I, the tzaddik, have the ability to turn HaKadosh Baruch Hu as I see fit. The pasuk says, Eilag Shmois HaGibarim, Ashla David, Yoshe B'Shevis Tach Kamoini. Again, ask the Gemara, what does this pasuk mean? Amar Avu HaKama, Ve'elu Shmois G'voroisov Shal David. What way David HaMelech great? Yoshe B'Shevis, Shebishosha Yoshe B'Yeshiva. When David was studying Torah, even though he was a Talmud, even though he was the king, he didn't sit on blankets and pillows. Ella al gabe karka, he sat on the floor. The kolkam and the kamada of a rabbi ira yiri kaim, as long as his rabbi ira yiri was alive, have a masnil lahul rabbanon. he would teach the Rabbanan, and he would sit al gabi karm v'kastas. Kinav v'nachshe, when Yiri was nifter, have master Dovel Rabbanan. Dovel became the Magid Shir, v'aviyosre al karpi. And he still sat on the floor. Amrle, so Rabbanan said to David, now that you're the Magid Shir, lay samara karm v'kastas. You ought to sit on pillows and blankets. And like Kibale, David HaMelech, in his tremendous modesty, refused to sit on blankets. He wanted to learn Torah and say, I'm not interested in Olam Hazeh. Tach Kamayni, the Pasuk calls him Tach Kamayni. What does that mean? Amar Rav, Amar Lekresh Baruch Hu, Hoy Leshbat Atzmecha, you've shown such incredible modesty. Tehei Kamayni. Shani goes the gzera. Hashem says, I make gzeres v'atam v'atla. Rosh Hashem Lishim, Shtei Rosh L'Shloshes Ovis. That in Olam Haba, you will go before the Ovis. Hu adina atzani, she yoshev asuk b'toyra, David HaMelech sat and learned Torah, v'havi madin atzmei k'talas. And he acted like a worm with tremendous modesty. V'shosh she'yotzu l'mechama, but when he needed to go out to war, ha'yimaksha atzmei k'eitz, he was tough and strong. Ashmeina me'ez chola b'pamachas, says the Mar Shai Yizor v'cheitz, David would throw an arrow, or mapel shmosh me'ez chola b'pamachas. And he would be able to kill 800 people with one shot. But he was upset that he only got 800, not 1,000. Because the Pasuk says, Echa yirda echad elef. Yotze Baskov Amra, the Baskon said that the reason this happened was Rak Bedvar Uri Achita. Because even though, as we said earlier, it really wasn't considered an Aveira, but in somebody on the Madrega of David HaMelech, it doesn't represent the Madrega who David HaMelech is supposed to be, and that's why he lost that strength.